It's the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Hey, good day, postal employees.
Just like New Day.
And today's message, if I had to use a subject, I would ask you, what are you afraid of? Now, let me break down what it is that I'm trying to convey. When I say, what are you afraid of? Don't take that in a literal street sense, not calling anybody soft, a punk, or anything of that type. My question is, what are you afraid of with respect to ensuring compliance with your contract? There's so many days I talk to so many postal employees and we engage in postal activity that we know goes against our contract, but yet we do it every single day. What are you afraid of? I talk to postal employees and they seem to think that there is no sense in going to their union because the union, definitely on the clerk and mail handler side, don't have the empathy or the compassion that I think is needed in today's work environment. So when I ask the employees, what are you afraid of? What stops you from insisting that your work rights are protected? What stops you from telling a manager, listen, I understand what it is that you're asking me to do, but I want you to know this goes directly against our contract. Now, at that point, postal management, because they know nothing else, will probably look at you and say, I'm giving you a direct order. Like, that actually means more than them telling you to do something. But they play that game, well, this is a direct order. Well, let me tell you about your direct order. Now, because you want to use that vernacular with me, understand this. I'm going to do what it is you ask me to do, and then after that, I'm going to need to see a steward. So can we agree that I'll follow your instructions and you follow my request? Because far too many times in the Postal Service, when an issue is left dormant for a day or two, it is no longer an issue, and that's just not right because what it does, it allows management to double down on doing that dumb shit all over again.
Just like New Day.
And while it might not be or no longer be an issue for the person that was violated, because let's call it what it is. You disrespect me by violating the overtime desire list on a Monday and Tuesday, and I don't complain about it until about a week or two later. It's no longer that relevant to me. It's still important. It's still a contract violation. See, and that's where both of these unions, APW and particularly the mail handler union, need a shot of steroids so that some kind of way, even if it's artificially, they get excited and they get concerned about the violation and they pursue it for the employee. See, that's has always been my understanding of what unions are supposed to do. Now, what you are accustomed to is if you don't knock down doors and complain, nobody's going to do shit for you. And that's just wrong, but you allow that, members, and you allow that with your voice. You allow that with your silence. So you allow that. So let's just figure out the best way to deal with what you allow.